This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a, what is it, a Wednesday today? It is a Thursday. Is it Thursday? That's right, because I was gone on a Wednesday. I was gone yesterday on a Thursday. We're redoing that whole thing. It's definitely a Thursday, and I knew that, of course, on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And we have so much to get to tonight. We are going to discuss, in fact, it's going to be a theme tonight, definitely going to be a theme for a few stories in the first hour. We're going to discuss something that we oftentimes forget. I know I'm the guiltiest person in the world. What is that something? The human element. We're going to discuss the human element to things. We'll get to that in a little while. We're going to talk about Joe Biden's comments, foreign policy stuff. I was correct about something. In fact, we're going to get to that very, very, very shortly here. They're going to blame you for the destruction they cause. And the Queen of the Netherlands is a nut job. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. This is going to pertain to FISA, FBI, Speaker of the House, all these things. Just a heads up for you. You know, it's me. It's my job as a journalist to bring you the news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
FISA is dead. Pause. Kind of dead. FISA is unconscious. The far right wingers, the good ones in the House of Representatives, killed this Section 702 thing of FISA today, probably temporarily. Now, before we get to that, let's remember what this is. What is all this 702 FISA stuff? Now, there's a bunch of different parts of it, but when you hear people talk about it, here's what has gone on. And this happened because of the war on terror. When we were fighting radical Islamic terrorism, the towers came down. We're all upset. How are you going to prevent this from ever happening again? Well, here's what they did. You see, law enforcement, whether it be local law enforcement or the FBI, because you supposedly live in a free country, law enforcement, they're not allowed to just look at Jewish producer Chris and say, you know what? He seems dirty. I bet you money if he deals drugs. Chris definitely seems like a black tar heroin user or something like that. Hey, you know what? We're going to wiretap his phones. We're going to hack into his email. We're going to see what he text messages. We're going to get everything in it. Law enforcement in a free country is not allowed to do that. Yeah, I know I'm simplifying this. Just stay with me. You have to get a warrant. Meaning if you're in law enforcement, whether you're the NYPD or the FBI, you have to go to a judge and say, hey, this Chris guy, pretty dirty. And the judge is supposed to then say, hey, okay, why? And then the cop doesn't get to say, well, I think so. The cop has to say, well, we've got this. We've got this witness. We found this out. Here's enough evidence, judge, that shows you I have reason to believe he's dirty. Now can I wiretap his phone? Now can I read his emails? That's how it's supposed to work in a free country. And if you're just going to violate someone's rights without that, it can't be an American citizen. That's how it's supposed to work. Meaning, if I'm at the FBI, I want to do that to Chris. I need a warrant. But if I want to do it to Michael, Michael's not even an American citizen. Now, producer Michael is. But if he wasn't, Michael's an Iranian citizen. You know what? I don't need a warrant to hack his phone. If he wants to make calls within to the United States of America, send emails back and forth, private chat rooms, he's not an American citizen. I don't need any warrants or anything. Michael, your stuff is now my stuff. Why? Because I feel like it, thanks to the laws they passed. But there was a loophole, as there always is. It's miraculous how these loopholes end up working out. You see, if Michael, who I can steal stuff from without a warrant, if Michael's swapping emails with Chris, which, man, I would never want to see the texts and emails between Michael and Chris, but if they were swapping texts and emails back and forth, Michael's coordinating with Chris sending things back to Michael. Well, me at the FBI, I was already grabbing Michael's stuff. Oh, who's this Chris guy? Now I'm reading, and what they've been able to do is collect Chris's data. They're not supposed to ignore it. They don't have to ignore it. In fact, now they're starting a file on Chris. So essentially, without a warrant, they've been gathering your information. And yes, this almost undoubtedly has happened to you. You. Not just me. Everyone knows they've got a file on me by now. You. They have a file on you too. You know that, right? Now, how could this be allowed to go on for so long? How could anybody, Democrat or Republican, how could they be so crazy, so naive, that they would allow these things to go on? Well, this is going to bring me to the human element portion of this. Did I ever tell you about the time I met Sheriff Joe Arpaio for the first time? Ever tell you that? Just hang with me for a minute. I was running for Congress in Arizona. Just a kid. I was like 26, 27 years old. I was just mad. You know, I'd never been involved in politics before. Got mad, started running for office. As you can imagine, I was very hard right, very offensive. Yeah, it's I was the same way back then as I was now. And that kind of endeared me to the harder right. And in Arizona, I realize most people from Arizona don't know, so maybe you don't know, but at that time in Arizona, this was kind of before a lot of the scandal stuff. At that time in Arizona, Sheriff Joe Arpaio was a god to people on the right, especially people who were border hawks. And as you know, I'm a huge border hawk. Deport them all, build a wall, build a moat, put alligators down there. I don't care. That's who I was. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio got word that, hey, man, there's this firebrand down here. I want to meet him. And if you got Sheriff Joe Arpaio's endorsement running for office in Arizona, that was a big deal. If you wanted to let the hard right know you were on their team, you roll out a Sheriff Joe Arpaio endorsement, that's a big deal. And to this day, you could go look up. I guarantee you can internet search it. He came down and did fundraisers for me. He'll come down like, that's how much he loved me. But how did he get to love me that much? Well, he had heard about me. And then I had to do a trip up to Phoenix. I was living in Tucson, but I had to do a trip up to Phoenix and I had to go meet him. Now, here's what you need to understand about Arpaio. I'm sure it's still the case now, although he's pretty much done. But back then, because he had offended so many criminal organizations, including cartels, we're talking Mexican drug cartels, he was always getting death threats. And I don't mean normal ones, like ones we get here at the studio. Like I have this email. Hey, beep stick, if I ever see you out in public, I'm going to beat you within an inch of your beeping life. That's not a threat. That's a promise. That's a real email we got yesterday. That's not the ones Joe Arpaio was getting. Joe Arpaio was getting legitimate ones, like really legitimate ones. If this little dork ever saw me in public, he'd run away crying. So I have to go meet him. And I have to go meet him in his office building because then we're going to take a ride somewhere. Now, I am difficult to impress personally. Meaning, my wife says it's because I'm cocky and I feel like I run everything. And that's not true, Chris. Don't say that, Chris. Don't take her side. That's not true. But what I mean by this is whether I'm meeting the president of the United States or a billionaire or whoever it may be, I'm just never blown away. Oh my gosh, I get to meet who's a famous person? Oh, someone else with a symmetrical face like me, Denzel Washington. I mean, I would like to meet Denzel Washington. From what I hear, he's a great guy, but my heart wouldn't be pitter-pattering. It's just a dude. He's a dude like you, like me, whatever. So I'm difficult to impress. Getting into Joe Arpaio's office was impressive. This is going to come back to FBI and all that stuff. Just stay with me. You had to take an elevator up, and you didn't just walk up and press a button. Oh, no, no, no. You have to go through security at the time. I think all this has changed by now, but you had to go through security and get an elevator up, and you're not riding the elevator by yourself. There is an armed, large individual beside you who will escort you up the elevator. You get up there, and now already this is cool, right? You think this is cool, right, guys? I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. You think it's cool, and it was freaking cool. Then you come up to these double doors. There are armed guards at the double doors. They had to open the doors for you. You then walk into the first entry room. This is like from some Mission Impossible movie. Now, this is where his secretary was, but this is also where armed security was and a second layer of, we're not talking airport metal detectors here with some 350-pound lady at TSA smoking a joint as she acts like she's looking for metal on your body. We're talking real legitimate security. Pat downs, and we're talking the kind of pat downs that get Kamala Harris promoted. They are serious pat downs. They're going to make sure you have nothing on you. And then once you pass that first layer of security, then you're allowed to finally enter the quarters of Joe Arpaio in the next level. I was sitting there thinking to myself, this is friggin' cool. Really cool. And then we had to go somewhere. And just stay with me. We go downstairs to the parking garage. We have these armed guards around us. Armed guards are escorting us down to the parking garage. They do that thing just like you see in the movies where they're checking everything before they let us out of the door to walk to the armored vehicle. We have to get in the back of this armored sedan, and we're talking bulletproof armored sedan. Sit down in the seats. They inform me which automatic weapon I had underneath my seat should I need it, and there was a flashbang, a tear gas grenade, and a frag grenade also under my seat should the need arise. They had all the same equipment in the front, and we took off out of there that way. Freaking cool, right? One of the coolest things I experienced ever, especially even at that young age. I was like, dang, this is sick. Now, what's that have to do with FISA and the FBI and all this spying stuff? I'll explain in a minute.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Not a Wednesday, a Thursday. Do not forget, I almost forgot that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. We are going to have a good time tomorrow. Doesn't have to be political. They can be, but just send it in, whatever. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, in case you're just now joining us, I was telling a story about meeting Sheriff Joe Arpaio and all this crazy security and bulletproof cars and machine guns and how cool it was. How, I don't want to say intimidating, but awe-inspiring it was. It was just, man, that was cool. So let's talk about FISA, FBI. How in the world do these things continue to get authorized after endless abuses? Well, do you remember what I said? I believe this was, Chris, what was this, Tuesday or Monday? Don't shake your head, Chris. It's okay. Remember Monday or Tuesday when world famous author Jesse got on the radio and said this? And what you're going to see this week, mark my words, Chris, go ahead and write this one down, mark my words, what you're going to see this week is you're going to see sources. It'll be printed in various newspapers, and there'll be news stories with experts. And what these sources are going to say, maybe they'll even come directly from the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, no matter where they come from, you're going to begin to hear a ton of chatter this week about potential terror. There's a potential terror attack. We're tracking some things right now. We believe a terror attack is imminent. Though I guarantee you they will use a word like imminent, possibly imminent. It will be something along those lines. It will be something designed to generate fear. Something so you get self-conscious about running down to the mall on the weekend. Well, I don't want ISIS to blow me up. I gosh, you're good. And why are you going to see that? Because they're running a psychological operation on the American people, trying to get public popular support behind the renewal of their ability to spy on you. You are going to witness an op right before your eyes this week. Watch all the terror talk flare up this week. It's coming. Headline, FBI director warns of elevated public national safety, pushes for increased funding. Quote, looking back over my career in law enforcement, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a time where there were so many threats to our public safety and national security were elevated all at once. But that is the case as I sit here today. This is not a point where we can let up. This is by no means, this is a direct quote still. This is by no means a time to let up or dial back. This is a time where we need your support the most. We need all the tools, so on and so forth. He goes on to say, remember when I said imminent? Remember what, Chris, you did remember when I said they were going to use a word like imminent, right, Chris? Chris, Michael, Chris appears to have his head in his hands right now. You do remember when I said that, right? I can play it again for you guys if you'd like me to, you remember? Anyway, here's his next quote. Quote, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East or carry out attack. Now, what's all this have to do with Joe Arpaio, me being right, and other things? Well, I'm going to play for you Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's comments. He's trying to get this FISA thing through, and he'll probably succeed in the end. He's been stalled so far, but he'll probably succeed. Why has he been such a vocal opponent of this FISA 702 stuff? And then he got elected Speaker, and now he's pushing for it. What happened, Mike?
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves.
Man, I was horrified for my entire career at these unbelievable FBI abuses. Gosh, it was so bad. But then, I got a classified briefing, and let me tell you what, now I know things, and now we need this FISA stuff. If we don't do this, everyone might die. In fact, I want every Republican to go sit down in this classified briefing. It's a very exclusive classified briefing, and know the things that I know. Know that if we don't do this, it might be the end of mankind itself. So, how do we connect all these dots? What's this have to do with the Sheriff Arpaio meeting? What's this have to do with the human element? What happened here? Why does this happen all the time to all these guys? All of them. Happens to every single one of them. The second they even start sniffing leadership and getting in these briefings and things, then they turn on all of us. What happens? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about you and little ways that we can fight back. We always talk about culture war things, right? That matters to us. It matters to you, it matters to me, and it should. The culture war is not some ridiculous side issue. Let's just focus on taxes. No, if we can't even decide that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, we have bigger fish to fry. One of the easiest ways to fight the culture war is with our dollars, because we have to spend those. We need them. We have to buy goods and services. You have cell phone. You have a cell phone. You probably have several lines if you have a family. Do you pay communists to trash your culture every month? Do you pay AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon every single month? That's bad if you do. You need to switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company. They love you. Absolutely love you. You'll save a fortune. They share your values. They only hire Americans. Their CEO is an American. Like, when you get a hold of customer service to switch right now, you'll be dealing with an American who speaks English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Today's the day to make the switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll connect all these dots. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, talking about the human element if you're just now joining us anyway. So Mike Johnson, he was always against all this FISA stuff. And then he got this classified briefing, and man, he knows things now.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the...
Man. I used to be horrified by the FBI until I got their classified briefing. You know, we lose sight of something. I do and you do. That guys like Mike Johnson, and look, he's just a placeholder. We could pick any one of these loser Republicans who sells us down the river all the time. Mike Johnson's a human being and a dude, just like me. And you know what these intelligence guys do, what these FBI guys do? Don't think it's an accident. I know this for a fact, and I am telling you now, this is not a thought. This part of this is not a theory. This I know from guys I know and have known in the past. They really, really, really do these whole super secret classified meetings. Oh, they do them up to the max. You feel like you're Jason Bourne going through extra levels of security. Sorry, sir, that's G85 classified. You have the special binder with the special seal on it. There's information in there that you get that no one else knows. Gosh, if you knew the things I knew. And actually, I've talked to dudes who've helped prepare these special classified briefings, and no, they never gave me any information. They weren't allowed to. But it is well known that when you're putting together this briefing for these guys, you are trying to, yes, inform, but you're trying to impress. You're trying to excite. Maybe you should look at Chapter 5, Section E, Paragraph 12, sir, that outlines this bridge in Chicago may be blown up tomorrow. And then you walk out of there and you say, oh my gosh, I know things. Gosh, there's so much danger. We're all going to die. We need FISA. We need 702. And it's all done on purpose. These organizations, all these organizations, CIA, all of them, their specialty is not slipping poison in somebody's drink. Their specialty is propaganda. That's what they've done across the planet. Psychological operations, recruiting people to get things for them, to do things for them. That's what you really do when you're in the central, when you're in national intelligence, FBI. If you're in the FBI, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get this potential terrorist to cross the line, so you can then lock him up and throw him in a dark hole with all the other dangerous grandmas from January 6th. When you're with the CIA, what have you been trying to do for the entirety of your existence? You're trying to get this little tiny group down there in El Salvador to stage a coup against the dirtball commie president you don't like. Your entire job is psychology, propaganda, exaggeration, lies. Let's just be honest. Lies. And we forget how easy it is to manipulate men. Now, I'm not just, look, it's men and women, obviously, but human beings. We are all, on some level, easy to manipulate, aren't we? Shoot, my wife got me before we left today. Totally owned me. Hey, I want to go to the farmer's market on Sunday. I need some, she has some weird healthy soap thing or something like that. And I didn't want to go on Sunday. I just wanted to have a chill day this Sunday. No, I just kind of want to relax after work. Please, I've been wanting to for a couple weeks. Okay, I mean, all right. Look, we're all susceptible to it. We forget that these guys, they get in these briefings and they get manipulated. You know, I've never been inside the House Intelligence Committee's briefing room because I've never been part of it. I've never had the security clearance, but I've been by it. If you've ever been on Capitol Hill and you're walking the halls, you could walk by it. I believe it's public access, although I don't know the security precautions they have. I haven't been on Capitol Hill in years, but you used to be able to walk by the outside of it. And I've got to be honest, looks really cool. Sealed, soundproof door, armed guard. What goes on behind there? And you walk into that room and you're the Speaker of the House, and there's the director. What if he has some cool title too? Here's the terrorism director at the FBI. Hey, my name is Mike Bottoms. I've been in the FBI for 20 years, and I was Delta Force for 20 years before that. And I'm telling you now, without FISA, the Golden Gate Bridge might come down tomorrow. Mike, we gotta have FISA. And you walk out of that meeting and you sell the citizens of your country down the river because you don't understand what you should be doing. The role of the Republican Party now should be, it's not how they see themselves, don't get me wrong, but the Republican Party should be right now on a mission to stop America's intelligence services before they destroy the country. I have said this before, and I mean it. I'm not just saying it for radio. I'm not being over the top. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, it should be eliminated completely, defunded, everyone fired, many of them arrested. But if the Federal Bureau of Investigation is not reined in and brought to heel, it will end the United States of America. It will. When you consider our state system, when you consider our Second Amendment rights, and then you throw in this secret state police agency and the conflicts that are already beginning. They're just at the very, very entry level, but they're starting to bubble up. You see states like Missouri. Missouri goes out there and says, hey, FBI, no, we will not cooperate with you anymore on certain Second Amendment items. Okay, so it's the entry level stuff now, but remember, this is the beginning. From here, it gets worse. You know, today it's Missouri saying, no, we're not going to work with you on the Second Amendment thing. 5 years from now, what's Florida saying? 10 years from now, what's Texas saying? You know where this goes, right? If the FBI doesn't stop, and they won't stop themselves, remember, there's no one within the walls of the Hoover building who's going to look around and say, guys, we got to stop. Guys, this is evil. Guys, this is bad. Guys, we're the bad guys. We've got to stop. If nobody puts a stop to them, if the Republicans in Washington, D.C., and the House, and the Senate, and if we get another president, if they don't begin to look at themselves as being our vanguard, our protectors, if they don't start going after these agencies to stop them, they will end the United States of America, because what's coming is a conflict because of this organization. What's coming will be, I've talked about it before, it should be happening now, but it will happen in the future. We're, you and me, we're just ahead of everyone else. What's coming is, hey, FBI, us, Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Florida, we've all decided, we've come together and clean out your office. No more FBI offices in our states. If any FBI agents try to come back in our states, you will be arrested upon crossing the border. That's what's, you think I'm crazy? It's, I could see it clear as day coming. It'll have to come as the red states get redder, as people get more and more afraid of their federal government and retreat to the red states. The inevitable result will be we will push these red states to become more aggressively anti-communist. And as the red states are becoming more anti-communist, as the FBI is becoming more communist, you are creating a situation where conflict of some kind at a state level, conflict is inevitable. It is. The United States of America depends on Republicans reforming the FBI. It does. And that's why, I don't know what you want me to say. We can't have.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the...
That reminds me. What have you done for your testosterone levels? As I was sitting there listening to Mike Johnson bow before the FBI because they showed him some fancy briefings, I actually could feel, my T levels dropping. I don't want that. I can't have that. You can't have that. I need a male vitality stack from Chalk. I take one every single day. No, I don't do pills, as you know. I don't do big pharma. I am a natural person, and I'm drifting more and more towards that exclusively as I get older. These are the highest quality natural herbal supplements you will ever find in your life. Male testosterone is off a cliff. You just heard Mike Johnson. What are you going to do to prevent yourself from becoming like Mike Johnson? Gentlemen, go get on a male vitality stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a big discount on subscription. So get one. 90 days. Tell me how you feel. All right? We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It is the, and it's an amazing day on the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know why? I don't really know. I don't have something specific. I just feel really good about the day. I feel like it's going to be a great day here on the Jesse Kelly Show. One more word on this before we get to some more human element stories. And I have a bunch of Joe Biden talk I want to do next hour. And they're going to get to some emails, some other things. But one final word on this FISA stuff, the wiretap stuff, the warrant stuff. This is why I warned for so long. This is why we've screamed for so long about the need for real reforms and the need for government people to go to prison. Government people have to start going to prison in this country. We have a corrupt, evil government. They break the law all the time. And we need to have arrests and trials and imprisonment. And that's not me trying to be radical or crazy. That's me trying to save the United States of America. These are evil organizations, and they have no reason, none, zip, zero, to reform themselves. They just don't, because no one ever gets in trouble. I saw there was a guy on, I forget who it was. I think it was Andy McCabe, former assistant director Andy McCabe. I think he was on CNN this morning, and he was talking about the FISA warrant they got to spy on Trump's campaign, to spy on Trump or on Carter Page. And it was the FISA warrant they got. And he went out there and he said, yeah, and it was, you know, it wasn't right. There were definitely a lot of mistakes made on that. No, there weren't mistakes made, you dirtballs. You broke the law. You violated someone's civil liberties. You used your position at the FBI to violate someone's civil rights. It's not me accidentally spilling a cup of coffee on the equipment here at the radio studio and having to tell Chris, hey, bud, sorry, we need a new soundboard. We can't live without this. It's not that. You used your position at the Federal Bureau of Investigation to spy on the political opponent of the then president of the United States of America. You have to go to jail. You and everyone involved has to go to prison. There's not another way to save the place. But because no one ever goes to prison, in fact, no one's even discussing prison for these people. It's never even brought up. So they're not worried at all. So now we get to a situation where, hey, they're telling us, hey, there's a terrorist attack. It's imminent. ISIS could be here. They might be telling the truth. Obviously, we've had a wide open border. 5 minutes from now, some idiot could blow himself up with a nail bomb in Times Square. I don't know. It could happen, obviously. But who do you trust? How could you believe a word the FBI says after what they've done? How could you believe a word the CIA says after what they've done? How are you supposed to trust these people? This is Representative Andy Harris. He's questioning Alejandro Mayorkas about January 6th. Hey, did you have guys in the crowd?
Were there undercover officers or agents from the Department of Homeland Security or paid informants in the crowd on January 6th?
Congressman, I don't know the answer to that question. I will follow up with you.
Wow, is all I can say. Was Ray Epps a paid informant?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with those facts. I'd be very pleased to get them to you.
Thank you very much. And is it the policy of the Department of Homeland Security, because I understand it is the policy of the FBI to actually have undercover individuals at these events to kind of keep them in control, to allow people to peacefully exert their First Amendment rights while calling attention to people who might interfere with that. So is it the policy of the Department of Homeland Security to have undercover agents or officers or paid informants at events like that?
Events like?
Like a large protest somewhere. Where people attempt to exert their First Amendment rights.
Congressman, that is not where we focus our...
Okay, but if you get the answers to me on the other one, I'd appreciate that about January 6th, whether or not you had agents there.
Now we don't trust you anymore. This situation's coming to a head. And look, I don't want to give you false hope. You know I don't do that. I don't want to give you false hope. I believe all this FISA stuff is going to pass. It is. They're going to find a way to once again work around the people who are correct in the House, and they're going to get it through. But the fact that it was even slowed down this time tells you we are getting more and more people who are taking this very, very seriously. All right. Oh, one more thing on the human element. Speaking of law enforcement, along these same lines, this kind of stuff, it runs good cops out of the profession, and it already is filling the profession up with bad cops. I want you to listen to the NYPD commissioner right here.
Whatever you want to call it, catch and release. We lock someone up. District attorney puts bail on them. The judges let them go to walk our streets again. It's a broken system. We're seeing that we're locking up the same people over and over again. And it has an effect on our law enforcement officers. It has an effect on our law-abiding citizens. And it has a negative effect on the actual or perceived image of public safety.
And the good guys are leaving. They're leaving the FBI because of the politicization. Politicization. Did I say that right, Chris? Politicization? Whatever. They're leaving the FBI because of politics. You just shorten it up, Chris, then no one knows you can't say it. Old hockey trick. They're leaving various police agencies across the United States of America because cops are tired of taking bad guys off the street and then having to take the same bad guy off the street when he does something bad next week. And the result is worse law enforcement. The result is a public that has less and less faith in law enforcement. It is a death spiral for a nation as the criminals get more bold and the cops get worse and more corrupt and the citizens get less trusting in their institutions. Everything goes down. And remember, it went down intentionally. This is what these people do intentionally. And it freaking sucks. It sucks that we have allowed it to get to this point. Now is where we have to stop it and reverse it. But it really sucks that we've allowed it to get to this point. All right. We're going to get to some emails. There's some questions about Obamacare, and someone has some questions about Trump and abortion. I have a whole bunch of Biden stuff I want to get to next hour. We're going to talk about resenteeism and so much more. Now, speaking of the NYPD, obviously, that's what Tunnel to Towers, that's what they're all about, is New York. Gold Star families, fallen first responders across the country, firefighters, fallen cops. That's what Tunnel to Towers is all about. Since 9/11, this organization has helped so many families. Honestly, I play this as a joke, but they really have
changing been. People's lives.
They have been paying off mortgages. What about the veteran without legs? Afghanistan, IED. What's he going to do? How does he get a quality of life? I'm a burden to my family. You're not, by the way, fellas, but that's how they feel. So what happens? Tunnel to Towers builds them smart homes so they can navigate things themselves, shower, use the bathroom, cook, things like that. That's just one of the many things you support when you support Tunnel to Towers. And what they ask for is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.